In the name of Jesus, amen. We are focusing on the words our Lord speaks from the cross this Lenten season, words that he speaks while dying. Dying people say all kinds of things, but it's different with Jesus because he comes to die. In fact, that was his purpose. You will die, you don't have a choice. Jesus had a choice, and he chose to die, to give his life for the life of the world. Last week we heard how Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Tonight we hear the second phrase spoken by our Lord, and it's in reference to his mother, Mary. We often think about Mary at Christmas time. Mary is the one to whom the angel Gabriel appeared, telling her she would be the mother of the Christ child. She's the one who said, "May it be to me as you have said." But now, some 33 years later, Mary is witnessing the dying of her firstborn son, the son that Simeon said was destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel. And he also said that a sword would pierce Mary's own soul too. And as Christ was dying, that's what was happening. Mary knew that Jesus was God. She knew that he was innocent, and that an innocent man was being put to death. Scripture doesn't provide the details, but it's understood that Joseph, her husband, was deceased by this time, leaving Mary a widow. And as some of you who are widows know, it can be a very lonely time. Mary is alone in what she knows to be true about Jesus. And as Mary stands at the foot of the cross, Jesus speaks to her. "Woman," he says, "behold your son." And then he says to the disciple, "John, behold your mother." And from that day, John takes Mary into his own home to care for her. Jesus is concerned about the practical question of taking care of his mother, and he entrusts that care to the disciple John. Now, why John? Mary and Joseph had other children. Jesus had half-brothers. Why didn't he entrust the care of Mary to one of them? None of them were followers and believers in Jesus. John was a disciple. John was a follower. And so when he entrusts the care of his mother Mary to John, he's caring for his mother not only physically, but also spiritually. Past all of that sorrow and suffering and woe, this objective truth remains: God is faithful and he will not abandon his people. Is this fair? Is this fair that Mary, the mother of Jesus, should be treated in this way? Where is God when all this is happening? Why must Mary's soul be pierced? She, this very faithful woman, couldn't God give her some kind of insight that this is all going to be better in 3 days? Couldn't he have spared her that heartache that would come from watching your oldest son, whom you know to be innocent, to be crucified like a criminal? It's our desire to avoid the pain of the cross, and we think we know better than God. To the question, where is God that day, we need not look far. God is hanging on the cross, just above Mary, to take away her sins. And although she suffers dearly that Good Friday afternoon, Jesus is with her in her suffering. In fact, Jesus is suffering for her. Though she mourns, she will be comforted. To the question, is it fair? Who are we to judge fairness? We want to judge fairness with our false god of self-righteousness. And we like to think, well, you know, if you're only good enough and you please God, then you won't have to suffer. We think that should be fair. Therefore, if you are suffering, it's because either God's not pleased with you or he doesn't care. Or maybe you just need to try a little harder. And that would make the bad go away. And the flip side of that is in times of peace, we want to say, well, life is good. I guess God must be happy with me. That's all based on a false god. That's a god of self-love and a god that doesn't follow the cross. Don't listen to what it has to say. But the question remains, if we are sons and daughters of God and heirs of eternal life, then why does suffering come along? Scripture tells us. Remember how this world treated Christ our King. And don't be surprised that the world treats his church and his children the same way. Therefore, there is suffering. Suffering for the Christian, and we must live our lives under the cross. But under the cross isn't such a bad place to be, because that's where you hear the voice of Jesus. That's our comfort when suffering comes along. The Lord will not forsake his people, but will deliver us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep on guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.